Hello, everyone, and welcome to our RVP to Be call series for the Parker Success Line. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I'm so excited to be on the call with you guys today. I have to tell you, these calls have really filled my cup, and I've absolutely loved doing them with you. You guys, I love reading your emails. I love your map it out. I love your homework from last week. I read every single email that comes across my desk, so I want you to know that. And I don't respond. I know your MVPs have helped you, but I want you to know I've read everyone, and I love every one of them. I want to share several different wins and several different emails that came across through your homework. And this one is from Katie Hall. She's an area manager in Terra's Nation. And she said, I just had to share a win I had since we've been doing these calls. Since we started them, I've been on purpose asking people to look at this business as I need to build a new team and continue adding to it. I asked a girl that I have thought for the last 11 months that would be great at this business to consider it again, as she just hosted for me this past weekend and had a great party. She's now ready to sit down and talk next steps, as she's very interested. We meet tomorrow with her. This just goes to show you the seeds we plant today don't always sprout right away, and it also teaches us that just because someone is a no now doesn't mean they'll be a no forever. This is another one from Sarah Schaff in Beth Malcook's Nation. It says, I loved listening to Josie. Her story is very similar to mine, and her journey was all too familiar. It gave me the confidence I was looking for. I attended Areas in Paradise, and of the promoted out areas that were there, around eight or so, only three of us remain on our journey to the top. The others are a region and a region qual. Since then, I've watched two others start and go region. I often ask, why am I not there yet? Today gave me the courage to recognize that my road of personal growth and development. With that, I need to keep adding team, which I felt I have done over and over again, but it is different now. It is a different caliber and quality of person I'm looking for, who in the past I've been intimidated by. I have no doubt I will be a region. I love that. Thank you, Josie, so much. You spoke to so many. This is another one from Shiraz Mumani. So my aha today was and has been since the call started that I need 40 to 60 people per month in my central region, in my success line to go region. And you guys, that is something I heard a lot, was seeing those sponsoring numbers really helped you and it really spoke to you. So that's the secret. That's the little secret weapon there, you guys, is sponsoring. Sponsoring is key. This is another one from Samantha Hale, and she said, I remember on the very first call that you had mentioned that while trying to hit RVP, we should do parties with anyone on our team that has not reached DM when we are not personally booked or available. This really struck home, as I have a few deeper in my team that have not really ever taken a leap forward towards DM and have averaged around 500 a month since I helped launch them with their upline 4 months ago. The day after your call, I had two parties for this month rescheduled. Of course, my first reaction was let down. But I focused and shut the negative thoughts down and immediately started to call to fill the spot. While I was making calls, your suggestion rang in my head, so I emailed a few girls on my team, 2 to 3 generations deep, that I had not seen much activity from, and offered to help them again if they wanted to book a few parties. Two girls immediately took me up on it, and I will be doing 4 parties for those girls this month. I did end up getting my own personal calendar refilled as well, but these girls added in 4 more parties overnight. Not only did it help increase volume this month that was not anticipated, but it's got them re-energized to get going again. I love that. That's awesome. Here's another aha from Kathy Ma. It says, my aha from that was all about her mindset and game plan for going region. It hit home when she talked about the 2 months before going region and how important that work was. You know what? I think I read this last month. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I'll read it again because it's still a good one. I must have really liked it. I printed it twice. I've shifted my mindset to realizing that everything I do this month will impact my business in the next couple of months, and believing that if the results are not seen right away, they will be. Another aha from Elsie West. She said, build a team. I'm now on purpose to build a team. In the last 4 days, I've done 4 shows and asked everyone if they would be interested in hearing more about the business, and I had 3 people set their launch dates and another one meeting with that I'm sure will launch in October. So
And the last one is from Liza Bresnan. She said, the other one that from this week that I keep hearing over and over is momentum. She said, my goal is to have so many plates spinning in the air like a juggler that if half of them crash, I'm still moving forward. Because she talked about she had some people who were supposed to launch and then didn't, and she goes, my goal is to have so many that I don't notice when they don't. So, you guys, thank you for sharing your wins, your ahas. I absolutely love those. I love reading them. I love sharing them. It's just nice to hear the things that speak to everyone. And I have to tell you again, one of the things that continually speak to everyone, the whole mapping it out to see it, which I hope that's a habit that we'll start doing every month because we need to know where we're going. And that's such a visual to see. I keep counting on the same people to get me to a different goal. And maybe I need to add new people. So it's a great visual. Today we have an incredible special guest speaker that is my absolute dear friend. I got to spend some time with her last week in Madison, Wisconsin. We had so much fun. Her team is amazing. I had such a fun night with them and into the weekend. But this is an MVP that has been in your shoes, and you're going to get to hear some of her journey. But one thing I love and one thing we've really talked about is when you go, that you're strong when you get there, that you will be able to say, not only am I a region getting my full car payment, I'm on my way to getting my RVP $600 bonus and on my way to Nation and impacting so many lives along the way. And this leader has done that. She's an MVP that ever since she went region has gotten her full car bonus, which means she's done $40,000 since the minute that she went region, got her full car payment. She's been a region and then on to Nation for 40 months. She's gotten her district manager bonus 37 of those 40. She's gotten her area manager bonus 33 of those 40. And her RVP bonus, 32 of those 40. So as a region, she got that trifecta bonus we talked about, her region, district, and area, which tells you she's doing the do. Everything she's asking her team to do, she's doing. She is, her district is doing her area maintenance. Her area is doing region maintenance. Her central region, you guys, consistently does between probably 70 and over 100,000 in her central region, which, number one, gives her a great paycheck, but also it tells her she's got people to promote. And so I love that she leads from the front, and she's not asking her team to do anything that she hasn't done. And what's funny is some of you guys on this call are on her team, and you probably didn't even know that because she's such an incredible, humble leader. So I want to turn this call over to MVP Beth Malkook.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And what an awesome introduction. And I just want to tell you, Linda, and everybody that's on this call, when I had first started my business and I was growing to even area and to region, I plugged into calls like this and I did the homework and I took it to heart like you all are. And it shows up big in your business. So, Linda, I just want to thank you as an MVP for taking time to do these calls for our rock star areas who are on their road to region because it means a lot to us, and I know it means the world to them because they've already told me. So I want to thank you very, very much, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to share with all of you. I'm humbled to have this opportunity. I know there's a ton of you on this call from all over the U.S. and Canada, and I first wanted to say congratulations because you are all on these calls for a reason. Your MVP believes in you and believes that you're on the road to region and you're ready to go. You were handpicked, and that's a very, very, very big deal. So steal their belief and breathe it in because your MVP knows what it takes to build a region and a nation and believes you're ready. So steal that belief. And whether you're qualifying for region this month or you're on that path to qualify in the next couple months, just know you're ready to be doing what you're being coached on by Linda and embrace it and commit to it and go for it. Because I hope you can feel our belief in you. I hope you can feel my belief in you through the phone call today. And I believe that each and every one of you that is on this phone call right now will be an RVP in this company. I have no doubt about that. In fact, I believe you will be MVPs. Linda has told us, MVPs, about the incredible commitments you've made to this call series, and to your businesses, and to your teams, and to your futures. So I just want to start off by saying congratulations, first and foremost, on your commitment and your willingness. And I know you're all RVPs already, and you just are waiting for that title, and it's coming. So one of the things Linda had asked for me to share was, you know, what is it that I'm doing? You know, what is it that I've always done for the last 40 months and before? And share some how-tos. So I'm going to start by just saying, first and foremost, you have to show up. And you have to show up big, and you have to show up before the title comes, and you have to do it every day. It's one thing that I've always done in my business is I've shown up, and even when I had not seen success myself, I showed up and painted a picture of potential for others based on what I had seen in my upline and who I was copying. So white Mercedes that filled parking lots in other parts of the country, because heaven's sakes, I had not seen one here yet. Consultants making incredible six-figure incomes and having an active role in their children's lives and owning their own lives for that matter. Working this business part-time and replacing incomes and making it a vehicle to control their lives full-time. Leaving a legacy for their family, earning trips I had never dreamed of, and doing this all the while they served other people to build the lives of their dreams. You guys, I had not experienced this success, but I was certain that it was possible and that I could get there and that I could bring people with me. So speak with confidence, and like Linda has trained, breathe hope into people. Be a hope dealer. Be a dream builder. Okay, and be 100% certain for yourself that you will build a region. Let that certainty show up every day and make sure that you show up daily in your business. And focus is paramount. Discipline and focus at all times in our Arvon businesses is important. But it's absolutely imperative right now where you're at because you're on these calls for a reason and you're ready to go. If you have not read the slide yet, you got to get your hands on a copy of this book. I love it. Jeff Olson says that 80% of success is actually just showing up and doing the right thing. And I heard this very early in my business from Linda when she was training, and she talked about success being all the dailies that add up. And this is really just a numbers game. So don't overthink it. Just focus every day and focus whether it's just for 15 minutes in your nooks and crannies or it's a full focus for those couple, 3 hours, 2 hours that you might have. I don't know what everybody's schedules look like, but I know when I started my business, I was working at least 2 jobs during the season, and it, when I had time, I had to focus. And right now you're at a pivotal time in your businesses where you've got to stay focused and you've got to remain on task, and it's got to be tunnel vision. Because when you go region, it's simply going to be the result of doing the dailies over a period of time and showing up every day and the next day, whether you feel like it or whether it's convenient, whether you have a million of other things to do on your plate, whether you had a good day the day before or a bad Arvon day the day before, just know that it's what you have to do and you're going to have invisible results. But it was, for my journey, all these insignificant or seemingly insignificant tasks that I did every day and I did consistently over time that promoted me to region and then to nation and is why my business is growing yet today. So be confident that every choice that you're making right now is going to show up in your business and result in success if you're making choices that are bringing you closer to your goal. And I encourage you all to have a really stubborn faith that you are headed in the right direction and that it's going to happen. The key is giving it time, and you've given this business time. That's why you're at where you're at right now, and being certain in your head and your heart that it's going to happen, and it's going to and show up in your business despite a disappointment you might have or some no-shows. We've all had them, talking to our pillows. Whether you have a consultant or a district manager who might leave your business, get over all of that, and don't let yourself become a victim of any circumstance, but the creator of your own change that you're looking for in your own business. So I'm going to encourage you right now today to make the commitment to yourself and to your team that you are not going to settle for good in your business. I'm going to encourage you to have a world-class attitude about your business. Let's create what we want to see happen. Let's take 100% responsibility and ownership for our business. Let's be eager to learn and grow and cast a huge vision for our teams. And let's start getting really uncomfortable when we start getting comfortable. Strive for excellence in this business, not just for yourself, but to model it for others, because we know what it can deliver them over the long term, and we want nothing less than the best for everybody, okay? And I do encourage you, along this path of striving for excellence and doing our best, to stop trying to be perfect. And don't sabotage your business by comparing your success and your journey to somebody else's, because everybody's got their own journey and their own story. One thing that I have learned from our incredible upline that has served me in my business is to never put my own success on hold while I'm waiting for other people to get it or to drag them. And I've also really implemented in my business never to rely on anybody else. But I will tell you, it was truly when my head shifted away from focusing on my fears and my lack of confidence and my own negative comparisons of myself to others that my business skyrocketed. And it is true that the only thing that keeps us from being successful in Arbonne is either ourself or not giving it enough time. Ourself, I don't think ourselves is a word, or giving it enough time. So you guys, work on your heads, commit to the long haul, be patient, and know that you are worth going to the top in this business, because your success will never outpace your view of yourself at your highest potential. So know what you're worth and commit to yourself and believe. Since promoting to area, like Linda had said, I have been consistent in my business. I have consistently done the same thing over and over and over again that it took me to grow a district, an area, a region. And that's why I went nation. I have done over 8 parties a month in addition to other leadership responsibilities I have as a VP. In addition to my one-on-ones and my RE9 drops and my Discover Arbonnes and my opportunity meetings, I've always stayed in consistent activity, and I've stuck with what got me to region, and I stuck to our system. I never deviated. I never swayed. I never reinvented something. I never made something up. I never caught the Facebook, you know, fire where somebody was doing something, and I thought, oh, I better do that. No, I stuck to this system, and I had faith that it was going to grow my business, and it was going to get me to where I needed to be, even if I saw dips in my business or with the economy and all that stuff, you guys. I stayed the course and I focused forward, but I never changed a thing that I did from going district to area to region. One of the things that always got bigger and brighter was my excitement. And I want you to go back to the first day you started this business, how excited you were. And then I want you to go back to the first day you went district, and then when you went area, that excitement that you felt, that in your belly, if you don't feel that excitement right now, get it back. It is contagious, and it's magnetizing. You guys, there are people in Arbonne, like Cecilia Stoll and Linda Parker, who have been here for a while. They've been with this company. I know Linda's actively been working her business for about 8 years, but has been with Arbonne for about 18. Cecilia's going to celebrate her 20-year mark. You wouldn't know if it was their first day or their 10th year in this company, because they still have the same excitement and passion and vision, and it is contagious. You guys know how to do this business, and you know how to do it right. You're not on these calls because you got lucky. You're not on these calls because it was by chance. You're here because somebody saw greatness in you and knew you were ready, and you're where you're at in your business because you've been practicing the fundamentals consistently over time, and you've created a lot of commotion and excitement in your business. So just keep doing it and do it again, because you are a better leader and a better version of yourself today than you were when you started. We all are. So I want you to take the excitement and the passion you had when you first started this business, and I want you to go district again, and I want you to go area again. Because there is no doubt that if you do this and you keep growing your business with the basic foundation and duplication that we've been taught with our system, that you are going to be a region, and then you're going to keep growing. I am also going to encourage every single one of us on this call today to turn it up a degree. We're not going to settle for good anymore. Okay? We are at a time in Arbonne where we can all be the next wave of pioneers in this company. And I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to be the next Nita Irwin, Cecilia Stoll, or Linda Parker. If you want the business, the lifestyle, and the futures that they have, you have to do what they were willing to do, and that was to show up in their businesses big and to be in it for the long haul. They were consistent over time, and they experienced a lot of private victories, you guys, and also challenges before they even saw the enormous explosions that everybody raves about today in public, okay? And so what I want you to do is I want you to create excellence in your business and among your teams, because we need to model it as leaders. And not just when things break, you guys, consistently over time, which brings me to my next kind of how-to, which is consistency. I remember in, let's see, February of 2008, I was at a VP retreat, and I remember somewhat complaining to EMVP Tiffany Buffton that I had not gone region yet, and I was really, really tired, and I was frustrated, and I think, frankly, I felt entitled to have a title because I said I had been doing what she said to do, and she said, well, you'll know when you're ready to go when you have three important things in place, your belief and your commitment, you're consistently doing 8 parties a month for at least a year, and you're giving it enough time. So we chatted about it, and it wasn't my belief or my commitment, you guys, that was an issue. I was as solid as a 10 as they come. I didn't think it was my calendar, but when I really opened it up and I broke it down, what I had booked and what I had executed, it was clear that I wasn't consistently executing those 8 presentations or more over the course of 12 months. And it became evident that I needed to be more consistent. But what became even more glaringly obvious to me was that I needed to develop patience. I think I felt entitled to become a region because I had been working consistently. But you guys, we're not entitled to anything in this business. This business is a voluntary army. And I had to be ready to be a VP in my own activity, belief, leadership, and the foundation that I was developing in my business before I would develop the region and get that title. I've also had to get over some of my excuses. On that same retreat in February of 2008, I ran into EMVP Tara Brandsma, I think in the elevator or the hallway, and I will tell you that I gave her more cabbage than a vegetable garden. I was just complaining, like, how do you do this? I have 2 kids. How do you do it with 2 kids? I'm too busy. I'm dragging people. Blah, 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 blah. She pretty much said to me, kind of suck it up now. You need to get over it and just get it done. Nobody likes a slow labor, Beth. Just finish what you started and commit to it. Don't make excuses. Don't justify. Just lean into your business and take full responsibility and ownership for where your business is today and where you want it to be. And you guys, it was the best reality check from a stranger that I'd ever had. And God put her on my path that day for a reason, and she's one of my very closest friends today. But I'll tell you, sometimes we just have to put all of our excuses and justifications in our back pocket and just plow forward. So after that little chat, I went home, filled my calendar, and you wouldn't believe it, but in March I qualified for region and I finished in April. I'm not going to say it was something magical that happened just in those 2 months. You guys, it was the results that showed up after all the seemingly insignificant tasks that I had done for the 120 days, 90 days, 60 days, and 30 days prior. What propelled me was my commitment. So from that point forward in my business, it continued to grow. And right out of the gate of promoting region, I found my first ace. Yeah, you guys heard me. I didn't have an ace on my team before I went region. For 22 months, I was the ace on my own team. And then I finally met ERVP Ann Diller on May 7th, 7 days after I earned my Mercedes. And from that point forward is when I met all the future leaders of my team. So I know all of you on this call have fuller calendars than you've probably ever had, and that's exciting. And I know it can feel imbalanced at times too. But know that it is for a season and that this activity and momentum will not only get you to region, but keep you on pace because it's going to shore up, solidify, and continue to grow your region if you keep going. So celebrate all of your successes and where you're at today. There's a reason you're on this call, but push forward and lean into your business right now because it's going to take you places you never imagined if you turn it up a few degrees. And I guess one of the best tips I can give you is as you're feeling out imbalanced right now and you're excited and maybe even some of you are a little bit tired, do not slow down. Do not take a break. Breathe through it. You guys, it's like training for a marathon. Right now is a time where you're exchanging time. You're logging hours. You're building up endurance and your strength and your vision, and you're getting closer and closer to your goal, okay? You're staying consistent, and it's not always comfortable, and it takes exchanges, but I want you to feel uncomfortable so that you're growing and you're tapping into your true potential. You want to be that object that stays in motion, okay, and not an object that goes to rest, because if you go to rest, you're probably either resting or going backwards in your business. So stay in motion and ride the freight train. I used to do this really silly thing at Nationwide. I'm on this freight train. I'd like, and all the RVPs on this call or all my area managers are probably giggling right now. But I always remember, you know, when the freight train's coming, it's like that shift that Linda talks about, like right before you feel that energy and a wave is going to come when the surfer's ready to jump on it. You guys, that is the freight train, and I want you to just ride it and go through that excitement and experience all of it to the top. Okay, so if you're on this call and going, okay, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't know if I'm where I'm supposed to be, this is going to bring me to my next tip, and that's patience, okay? I remember early on in my business, I was wondering if I was ever going to go district, and then area seemed so big. And once I got to area, region seemed absolutely unattainable. But as I promoted each level, I could start looking forward to the next and visualize how to get there. But I will not tell you that I was always patient, and I had to develop those patience as I went. I wondered when it was going to happen. I was tired. Like I told you, I had a lot of excuses. I felt like I was committed. But a lot of you don't know this on the phone call, but I actually qualified for area 3 times before I actually went area, and I qualified for nation 6 months prior to the second time I qualified and actually finished. And my point here is, you guys, is that patience is the key to this business. It doesn't mean standing around waiting for it to happen, okay? We have to make it happen and pace ourselves. And yes, I was disappointed at those points when I didn't finish, but I got off my pity potty and I flushed and I moved forward. Because I'll tell you this right now, if I would have let my frustration or my sense of entitlement take over, I wouldn't be on this call today. And I love every step of the journey that I've had. I love the fact that it took me 6 more months to go nation because I know I was ready, but I made it happen. So I know all of you on this call are ready and you're committed to build your region. I'm going to encourage you to continue to focus on your consistent activity and following the system that you want to duplicate. Focus on earning your bonus at your district level and your area manager level, because if you're earning your district bonus, it means you're in personal activity and you're adding to your team. If you're earning your area manager bonus, it means you're duplicating yourself. And when you promote region, it's going to mean that you're on your way to developing leaders on your team. None of us on this call have arrived yet, and we all need to be on our own personal activity, and we need to build our width continually and strengthen our depth. So focus forward. Focus on what you want to happen in the next 30, 60, 90 days in your business. If you have any frustrations, don't focus on them, you guys. Don't focus on any of the challenges. Focus on your comeback so you can move forward and put all of your energy into what's happening in the future and what you're growing, okay? And we've all had our own share of disappointments and setbacks. Linda and I could probably talk for a while about some of the really interesting things that have happened for us over the course of our business, but it's always helped me to somebody else's story, like Linda's or Cecilia's or my very good friend, Tara Bransma, and focus on what has happened when they've overcome some of their challenges, because I know that if they can make it happen and they've already experienced the challenge and have overcome it, then I know I can too. And there were 3 stories that I wanted to share, because maybe you can put these on a piece of paper and put them in your back pocket if you ever have these experiences. But whenever I've had somebody leave my business for whatever reason, I have made a commitment to myself not to take blame for it. And I have told myself continually a story that serves me. The story that I tell myself is that the person who left could be the next Linda Parker on my team. And maybe she'll go district 5 or 6 times before they become one of the top 10 in this company and in my success line. I love that story. When I get focused on when I'm going to see this next sonic boom in my business and I get impatient, I think of ENDP Tara Bransma's business. She went 29 months before promoting another RVP in her business. And then when that one promoted, she promoted at least 10 more over the course of the next 18 to 24 months. So would you wait 29 months, you guys, to have another 10 or 11 promote in the next 18 months? I know I would be willing if it meant I could have her business. And then when I'm trying to coach myself on patience, I think of Cecilia, who went region in 3 years, waited another 3 years to go nation, waited several years in between to see a pay raise and to promote another VP. And I wonder how many of us on this call are in this for the long haul and would stick around long enough to have her lifestyle and her future and her business to become 11 wide at her 20-year mark like she is. Holy smokes. Guys, there's a story for everything, your struggles and challenges, and these are coming from people at the top. And you want to know what makes their story so worthwhile to pay attention to? They are at the top of this business because they stuck it out. So make your story one of legends to serve others when they're facing a hard time, because at some point we will all on our road, we will have a story to share, whether it's on your road to region, on your road to area maybe, on your road to nation, or everywhere in between. The difference is, because we're going to stick it out and have perseverance and success, we're going to have a story to tell. And there's way too many people who throw in the towel before they can even see the success that they've worked so hard for, because it gets tough. So focus forward and stay in control of your own activity and your attitude and your commitment and your mind, and be consistent in all of these areas, okay? And be the best ace on your team. I want to ask you right now, look at you and go, would I want 10 of me? Because if you're looking for an ace or a dream team, you will never sponsor beyond your own belief and your own commitment. So be the one that shows up. Be the one with the best attitude. Be the one with all the activity. Be the one that paints the vision. Be the one with the commitments. Be the ace on your team, because your team is watching, and they're going to follow suit. All right, I have a couple practical things that I'm going to share, and it starts with having a plan and working our plan. Linda has trained so much on this, so I'm not going to go into a lot of details about this, but set goals, you guys. You want to set a goal that is big enough that in the process of achieving it, you become something worth becoming. Jim Rohn wrote that. And then Linda shared this one with us on our VP call. That was a different one. That Chad Helmstetter said, if you write down your goal, you're 87% more likely to achieve it. You guys, that is very exciting. Think about that. An 87% chance of achieving it if you write it down. That's when I started writing all my goals down. I remember in GTC of 2006 or 2007, that Jack Canfield told us to write down a barrier-breaking goal. Now, at that time, it was me and a half of a person that I had drug and 11,000 strangers. I had no idea what end was up. I had never been to Las Vegas. But I remember his training like it was yesterday, and he said, set a barrier-breaking goal. Okay, for me and my business, my barrier-breaking goal was to find 2 business builders in the month of May. Considering I had found one in a year, that was a pretty big barrier-breaking goal. So I did the magic post-its, and it was everywhere, my bathroom, my steering wheel, my coffee maker. And you wouldn't believe it, but lo and behold, I found 2 business builders Memorial Day weekend. And I used to be terrified of setting goals because, heavens forbid, I didn't reach them. But then I started to see the benefit. If I put them on a piece of paper and I worked for them, I likely achieved them. And even if I didn't, I had grown my business. So I also mapped them out. So chunk your goals down. Linda rocks at training on this, and she's already done this with you guys. But today is the 21st. It's about the time we call it Double It Day. If you double your volume today, are you going to hit your goal for September? If you're not, you have the choice to pick it up from here and fill the gaps. Who are you sharing this business with? Who can you start in September? Who's ready to roll up their business to the next level on your team? Who's looking for their bonus, and et cetera, okay? And focus on sponsoring. It is a key indicator of when you're ready to see that explosion in your business. So focus on the sponsoring number, and the higher the sponsoring number, the bigger boom in your business. You have increased your odds of finding a business builder. So if you meet with 20 people, you know, and 1 in 10 is an ace, you've only got a chance of 2 of becoming aces on your team. But if you're sponsoring 50 to 60 in your area, you have a much higher chance of 5 or 6. So if you're going region, I would say that you want to have around 1 to 1.5 times your volume in sponsoring. So if your goal this month is $40,000, you want sponsoring between 40 and 70 new growth in your business, okay? And I really want to encourage you to make a commitment to grow your business by 20% every month. Can you imagine what that would look like? If you're on this call series, and I know you're all on this call series because you're bonusing your area or you're really close, but let's say you're bonusing your area with $20,000. If you grew your business by 20% every month, did you know that this puts you at region qualification with over $34,000 in November and finishing region, if you do it in 2 months, by December? That means you would have a white new year and you'd be on stage at GTC. So you might be thinking, "Where? How do I do this? How do I do the 20%? You're well on your way. It starts with you. Increase your activity, lead your teams to region, paint the vision, duplicate yourself and help your districts duplicate, and focus on your goals, okay? But here's the thing. All of this sounds great and exciting, but there's one key that you have to be willing to do the hard work and pay the price. And I love what Linda just talked about on our call. She said you either play now and play later, or you pay now and play later. You guys, leaders are not born, they're made, and they are made just like anything else through hard work. And that's the price we'll have to pay to achieve that goal or any goal. And that was by Vince Lombardi. So stay disciplined and focused, everybody. Even when you're not in the mood and you don't feel like it, it's the accumulation of small successes and invisible results that add up for huge victories. And in this business, the price of neglecting or ignoring your business and what it can bring into your future is pretty brutal. The price of giving your business your best, showing up consistently with a good attitude and a burning desire to serve others with certainty that this is going to work for you and for them, is far easier than the true price of giving up your goals, your dreams, or your futures. But there is a price you're all going to have to pay. We all pay it for success. Successful people do things that unsuccessful people are unwilling to do. We have to do things we said we would do long after the mood has left us. We have to show up when no one is watching. We have to learn patience and work consistently over time, even when there are invisible results. We have to learn to fail our way to the top. We must be 100% coachable and cut no corners and follow the system. We can't be afraid of work. We have to understand we have to give up to go up, okay? We have to give up our doubts and give a lot of certainty and faith that we will make this happen if we give it enough time. We have to give up all the limitations we've set on ourselves that have kept us safe and comfortable. It is time to get uncomfortable to grow. So let's all expect greatness out of ourselves and others. No longer setting the bar low, we're going to shoot for the stars. Don't settle for average for yourself. And others won't settle for average either. And that does not mean being perfect. It means giving it your best. It means going to bed every night, laying your head on your pillow, being confident that you can say you gave it your best no matter what the outcome was for that day. You guys, you can't walk towards your greatness. You can only walk away from it. And as you've heard Linda say, God doesn't make junk. We all have greatness inside of us, and it's never too late to tap into it and to move to the next level in your business, but it's always too late to wait. So I encourage you guys to go for it. I am excited to see each and every one of you on stage in GTC, and I just want to thank you, Linda. I know I went over on time. I'm really bad about that, so I'm so sorry, but I hope that I've shared something with you all today, a gold nugget or something that you heard that's going to serve you and help you take your business to that next level, because I know you're all worth it. So thanks, Linda, so much.
Beth, that was awesome. You guys, you can see how and why she is consistently getting her DM AMVP bonus. She was one of the few MVPs on the Baltic Sea trip last year, and she's on pace to win the MVP trip this year. So you guys, not only did she create an incredible business for, you know, to go region, but she grew it so that she's consistently growing and growing and growing every month and every year. And, you know, hey, Beth, will you share with us real quick from when you joined to when you went region? You know, you didn't start and go, oh, I'm going region and went lights out. You were district for a while, right?
Yeah, I was a district for 9 or 10 months.
Okay. And then when you decided you were ready to go, when you went region, would you say all your aces were in place and you went with just an amazing looking team when you went region?
No. I went with a few good men and a large amount of faith in my back pocket.
that you were willing to work hard. And you guys, I think that's the biggest thing. So many people are going, when I get the team in place, then I'll go. And it's kind of one of those, if you build it, they will come. And you've heard me say, I went region with all districts. And a lot of my aces came after I went region. Not to say I didn't have some people that became aces. Like Phoebe was in my business when I went region, but she was just a consultant. And here she is, you know, an ERVP now. So don't worry that, okay, I don't have another me yet. I can tell you with 100% certainty, I didn't have another Linda until I went to after I was a region. So it's one of those, if you build it, they will come. So you keep doing what you know how to do, and you keep growing, and then you use that carpet presentation as an incredible business event, and use that to teach people to bring them in. Like I knew I wanted tons of guests at my car presentation because that was I didn't know if my current team could keep me there. So I wanted them to bring guests, and guess what? Tracy Gatchell was a guest at my car presentation, and she's a big leg in my business. So you guys don't worry that and say, oh, I can't go region yet because I don't have aces. You be the ace, and you go, and you will attract them to your business. I want you guys to think about these next 9 days. We have 9 days left in the month. We have another call next Wednesday before month is over. But we have 9 days, and I want you to work these 9 days like you've never worked before. And I want you to, and here's why. This is a crucial time. We've been given a gift by Arvon with this I Want It All, and we are able to get people into qualification for the next level. And as we help get them into qual, not just with 800 PRV, but with 2,000 group volume and areas in qual, that will generate volume for us over the next 2 months while they try and complete. Well, what are they going to do to complete? They are going to add team, and then they are going to also be doing more parties, more shows, more one-on-ones, and they're going to add team. We've heard over and over that the key to growth is sponsoring. Well, if they're adding team and Arvon does what they've always done in the past, and that's launch a trip in December, then you get a bigger boom in December because you have more team added. So really play full out of any other 9 days ever in your Arvon career. These are the most important because what you do in these 9 days will determine how much growth you see in the next 3 to 6 months. Yes, it's that important. It's really that important that you want to try and get every person on your team that you can into qualification for district. And they could be at zero right now, and they can still be at 2,000 group volume by the end of the month. And you all know that's true. First of all, they can get their I Want It All, or they can do their RSVP and get some, and then do maybe a 500 holiday and other product order, and then do two parties, and guess what? They're in qualification for district. They could do four parties in the next 9 days, and they're in qualification for district. RSVP and 3.5 parties, and they're in qualification for district. They get their I Want It All, they sponsor somebody else who does their I Want It All, and they place another about $200 order or do a party, they're in qualification for district. I mean, there are all kinds of ideas to make this happen. I want to encourage you guys, work these 9 days as if your life, like, if I don't give everything I have and I don't, like, get into qualification for region or get my bonus this month, I never get a car. Like, if I don't at least get my area manager bonus or at least get into qualification for region, they will never give a car ever again in Arvon. Like, play that game with yourself if you have to. But you guys, play full out these next 9 days because it is really that crucial more than any other 9 days in your business because they've given you the setup. Now you need to step up, okay? So I want to talk to you about your homework. Number one is hold at least two parties. If you're in qualification for region or you're getting your AM bonus, you are having two parties a week because you are the ace on your team. So you're holding two parties. And I don't care if there are two parties of your own. You are holding two parties. That's number one. Number two, you are meeting with at least two people about this business. Could be somebody that was your party last week. Could be somebody on your team that has somebody that's interested, so you're helping them. Whatever it is, you are meeting with two people. Because remember what we said is more important than volume? Your sponsoring numbers. So we've got to get our sponsoring numbers up there. So that's number two. Number three, is have a service night for your PCs. Now, 3 and 4 are going to kind of go together. You have preferred clients, and some of you have grandfathered consultants. And so in the next 2 days, you're going to call every one of them and say, I want to let you know that as my preferred client, I have a couple benefits that you are eligible for. These are some service things I provide just as a thank you for being one of my clients. And number one is, because you are a preferred client of mine, I host an Arvon Essentials night or a healthy happy hour night, whatever you want to call it, and say it happens to be next Monday or Saturday afternoon at 10 and Saturday morning at 10, whenever you want to do it, and say, I am calling, and it's for the first 10 people that are able to come. You get to sample all of our Arvon Essentials products, and because you are a preferred client, you're going to get all those at 20% off. Now, I only have space for 10 people, so you're welcome to bring one friend, but I need to RSVP because this day, this always fills up, or it will fill up, and I will have a waiting list. So I do want you to know that one of the 10 people, one of my 10 preferred clients in attendance, we'll get to be the hostess and get $100 worth of products for just $20. So you'll have a 1 in 10 opportunity and maybe less if we have a smaller amount. But so that's the first thing. I want you to hold that in the next 7 days. The second service night for your PCs is I want you to have a color day. I want you to say, I'm booking one-on-one color appointments. This is a service I provide for my PCs. I'm doing this Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6 in 20-minute appointments. This will book up. I called you first. And basically what we do is I will help you color match. We will pick out your lipstick, your blush, your eyeshadow, eyeliner, everything. And I will write everything down that you like, and I will give you a copy and keep a copy. So that way next time you want to place an order and you're like, I'd like to try lipstick, you know what color you like. Now, you guys, when you have those one-on-one appointments, what I do is as about what everything that they want is around $150, $175, sometimes $200. And I will say, Mary, because you came today and held your appointment, if you want to purchase all these today, I'll give them to you at my cost, at 35% off. And then I place the order either through me or through her, and knowing I'm going to get my 15% back. Or even better than that, Mary, is if you want to host a party with 5 or 6 of your friends, like the one you went to, you can get, my average party is $500. You could actually get $200 worth of products for $40. So one of two things happen. A, you either get a sale or you get a booking. And so that is the number 3 and 4 of your homework is to have those two service times. One is going to be an Arvon Essentials party, or it could be holiday products. You could say, come and see our new holiday products, and I want to show you how to make the most of your ID and, you know, show them the order in 250 increments, whatever. Or you could do Arvon Essentials and let one of them be a mystery hostess. The second thing to do is take your color set and have it make money for you. And I will tell you, even if they don't order that day or book, they will start ordering color. Next time they order and they need a little $20 something, they'll throw something in. And those are great sales for you without, you know, that one time working. So that's going to help your month. So that's numbers 3 and 4. Number 5 is book 2 parties to be held between now and October 15th. Book 2 more parties. Because, you know, we're going region. We are creating momentum. Number 6 is I want you to email me your aha from the call today. What spoke to you about what Beth said or what I said? What spoke to you? So email your aha to me and your MVP. And finally, the last thing is I want you to email me and your MVP. What's your no matter what goal? What is your no matter what, I'm getting my area manager bonus this month. Or no matter what, I'm doing first step region this month. What is your no matter what goal that you are committing to, that you are going to give it everything you've got, you're going to play full out, you are going to run up and down the court, you're going to give it everything that when the bell rings on the last day of the month, you can go, I gave it everything I had. I'm spent. What's your no matter what goal that you are hitting? So, you guys, I want to tell you thank you so much for emailing me, keeping me in the loop. I want to just close today with a little saying. It's actually from the book Wide Awake, and it says, the future is waiting within you. And, this, you know, we are able to touch so many lives and serve so many people, and I think, as Jim Rohn says, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything you want. And so this he's talking about us living up to our potential. He says, living wide awake is about realizing that the world needs you to live up to your potential. There are others whose lives and their future depend on you stepping up and living big. The better world you keep waiting for needs you to create it and accept your life's calling. The world you keep waiting for needs you to accept your life's calling and responsibility and then to create it. The future needs you to dream God-sized dreams. These are the only kind God gets involved in. And if the future needs anything, it's God working through people. You guys, you are touching and impacting hundreds and thousands of lives, and many of them you haven't even met yet. There are people tonight going to bed, wishing, hoping, praying there was a way, and little do they know that you're the answer. You know, we say this all the time. People go to bed at night worried more about paying their bills than they do wrinkles on their face. Our sponsoring should be through the roof. With what we have to offer and the hope we have to offer and what we can, our sponsoring, we should be double, tripling, quadrupling our sponsoring, and our volume will follow. If you serve enough other people with this business and these products, your sponsoring will go through the roof and your business will follow. So I can't wait to be with you guys next week. Can't wait to read your emails. Thank you so much for being on here, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Beth. It was awesome.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.